107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Technical issues at the X social media platform produced a 40-minute delay in the start of the chat between Elon Musk and former President Trump. It quickly turned to immigration. Claims about the asylum-seeking migrants.
These are people that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things, and they release them into our country.
The Democratic convention is next week. Sources say former Presidents Obama and Clinton will speak, as their 2016 nominee Hillary Clinton. Sitting President Biden will also address the delegates. It's the first prosecution of a local election official over a suspected security breach amidst the conspiracy theories around the 2020 election. Former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters convicted of illegally granting access to an expert affiliated with ex-election denier Mike Lindell access to the county's election system. This is Adrian. The New Hampshire Health and Human Services Department telling people in the area around the Riverwalk Resort in Lincoln, New Hampshire, to avoid it. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease linked to a cooling tower behind the resort. Dr. Benjamin Chan is state epidemiologist.
The risk is that this bacteria gets into a water system, it gets dispersed in the air in some way, and then somebody breathes in infected or contaminated water droplets.
Five people sickened, four hospitalized, but since released. The illness presented in June and July. It can be fatal if left untreated.
There is this area of contamination. It may still pose a risk to the public, and that people, particularly if they have health conditions that put them at higher risk, should take note and sort of assess their own health risk.
Resident Chris Pierce is taking it in stride.
If you're healthy, I think we've all survived COVID. We're all done panicking about different things.
The facility remains open while the cooling tower in question is sanitized. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Capcom's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandi Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier dot festival.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden?
With
will
clear conditions
our event
overnight,
be rained
mostly cloudy and warm. Tuesday,
Civic Media
a high
radio
of
station for in-depth details.
Tuesday night,
and the most
clouds,
up-to-date forecast.
A low of
temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s
warm
under sunny skies.
With a 30% chance of showers
and
late
for
Wednesday
your
night.
Part of Wisconsin.
A high of 83.
On your local Civic Media
Thursday,
radio station.
Dreary and sunny with occasional showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 76. Friday, mostly cloudy and still muggy. Rain likely in the morning with isolated showers left over in the afternoon. And a high of 76 degrees.
News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater. And you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject Friday two proposed night, amendments to the state constitution for Tuesday's primary election. The amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Elisa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change, storms, or to build green infrastructure.
Swim with the sharks, you gotta be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound, I mean, and forget about, you know, baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there, mentally, for the situation, but it is the young guys in front of their hometown crowd. And It's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the package win over the Browns was wide receiver Brandon Bowles. Five catches for 66 yards, leading the team in the second.
Graham had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
I'm Mike Graham.
4th of July parade.
This is your hometown radio.
Every small town's got a water tower. Sunset kisses and golden hours.
But for the mountains, the cross, the red, white, and blue. This is the only small town that's got you. Any morning fog will give way to sunshine. Highest time gets to be in the middle of the 80s. Showers Wednesday, heavy rain Wednesday night. It's 57 at our studios.
May God.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin policy fellow, past President Rob
Aiken. May God show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Street
this is News from the Center, WRC.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. J. Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Kevin Seacock. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tomorrow is primary election day. Make sure you vote. Go to myvote.wi.gov. You can take a look at the ballot. There are going to be different races depending upon where you are in the state. But what will be on everyone's ballot are two constitutional amendments. Robin Voss tells you to vote yes. I think that's something.
Do you want to give Robin Voss more power?
Do you want to do what Robin Voss wants?
Yeah.
Think about that.
I mean, no. I don't want to.
That's fine. I will be voting no tomorrow. You already voted.
I already voted.
You're a good guy.
I'll tell you.
Be a voter. Regardless, be a voter. MyVote.wi.gov. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to talk about education in Wisconsin. Sachin Chetta with the Office of the State Superintendent joining us at 11:33. We'll wrap up the show with a little Olympics roundup. But I wanted to kick off this hour. There's just so much sometimes, Greg. You just can't get around to every single thing. You pointed this out to me last week about camouflage. Now that the Paris Falls merch has been unveiled.
It's a lie. It's in your
well, you can buy me one.
I know. We can?
Sure.
Oh, sweet.
Calvin, you want one too?
They're $40.
I would take one, but I'm pretty sure they're
no, they're not. They're on pre-order. They're not even out yet. Don't you ruin my dreams.
Oh, I stand corrected.
It's a camouflage Paris Falls.
Yeah. Yeah. Very simple. Very to the point.
A lot of people wear camo. People who hunt, even people who don't hunt, wear camouflage. And Fox fake news, faux news, is freaking out about this.
I know.
You were the one who found this.
I don't know if you know this, Jane, but Fox and all their friends, they own camouflage.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's their realm?
Yeah, they can. It belongs to them. No one else can have it. And camouflage is all there. So, Tim Walz, shame on you for not wanting to be seen in the woods with a hat on and wearing camouflage.
So, they're accusing Democrats of co-opting camo.
Yeah, they're trying. The whole thing is like, you know, if I wear. See what I look like right now. I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts. I look like, a weak-kneed soy boy liberal right now. But once I throw that camouflage hat on, I'm a man. And let me tell you something, Jane. The GOP owns that look because they're full of manly, manly men. So the moment that someone supports Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, they wear camo, that's infringement.
Tim Walz is a hunter.
I didn't know that.
He's a hunter. He's gone turkey. I mean, he hunts turkeys and pheasants, and he was a sharpshooter. And so I think Democrats can have camo.
I think so, too. And this is just a further indictment on the fact that they literally have nothing to talk about.
They're trying really hard.
And I don't even mean like, oh, they can't even like the policies and whatnot. It's like they have nothing to talk about on their shows. They're talking about nothing.
Or they're reinforcing Donald Trump's delusional thoughts about, yes, the Kamala Harris crowds that are turning out in the thousands are all AI generated. Yes, Mel.
I was going to say, well, camouflage over the last, like, 2 or 3 years especially has been kind of having its moment in, like, streetwear as far as just, like, being fashionable. And also the hat, I don't think they've confirmed this, but it's pretty clear to a lot of people on the internet that it's inspired by the merchandise of pop star Chapel Roan. She has a hat that's very similar, but it says Midwest Princess.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that, and I love that even more. Maybe I really want to buy the hat. It's just, it's
we've been talking.
Okay.
I just find it hilarious that it's like, no, you can't wear it.
So Kelvin, you're absolutely right. Like, the Carhartt look is in. Everyone wants to be a cowboy, but no one lives on a farm. And if you did an hour of farming, you'd want to kill yourself because it's so hard. It's so much hard work to be like, I wear cowboy boots. I'll be the first one to tell you, I would drive a tractor into a lake. I like the feel. My tuckus look good. But yeah. Anyone who wear camouflage, I'm down for it. It's okay, GOP, that you have nothing to talk about. Fox News, you have nothing to talk about. They're, like, wasting precious time on their shows just talking about what was the thing you were talking about? Cooking.
Oh, yes, they're very upset.
Yes.
They're very upset that Kamala Harris has a YouTube channel devoted to cooking.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. It hasn't been updated since 2020. But Vice President Kamala Harris at one point did cooking videos on making cookies, sandwiches, all kinds of stuff. This was very upsetting to one of the pretty bobbleheads on Faux News, Julia Vanderesinko.
That's a made-up name.
On Friday, she's very upset about this. And Calvin, let's play that clip with your witness.
Right, that would be a huge glass ceiling shatter. But I don't want to hear about a White House, you know, president cooking like that. And especially a woman. Like, I don't cook. I proudly wear that badge. I am not domesticated whatsoever. And my kids are Sharon Blake-Hilton was one of the women who specifically said how she impressed Mindy Kaling with her onion dicing skills. And look, I'm not trying to shame anyone whatsoever, but the whole point is trying to make a chef out of someone that just has a couple of baking skills in the kitchen. And certainly, why are they trying to do that with someone who's supposed to be my commander in chief?
I don't care if the President of the United States is a good cook or not. And I think this is pandering, obviously, to women. Julie, I'm with you. My sister is a gourmet cook. I got nothing. So thank you very much. I don't really care if you cook or not. That doesn't connect to me as a woman. It would be great if we were still in the White House, but I don't need to
Meow.
Jane could talk about this. I'm not kidding you for an hour. Breaking down every 10 seconds of this video. Because there's just so much junk in here. First of all, like, I'm not domesticated. I don't cook. Do you know what domesticated means, first of all? Like, I can cook. And also, she never has said she's a chef. No. She makes sandwiches and, you know, pastas and whatnot. But you're just cooking.
Food things.
On a website that's four years outdated? I mean, do you know why Mindy Kaling was impressed with Kamala's onion chopping skills? Because she's Kamala Harris, and it's just fun to say it on a camera. Okay? My goodness. Calvin?
Well, the two things they point out to are the segment she did on Mindy Kaling's podcast, or whatever, that was when she was running for Senate, like, 8 years ago.
Oh, so even older!
Yeah, and then the turkey thing, I think, was part of the vice president thing, but it was like, okay, we need to check your mic, tell us about something. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll tell you about my turkey recipe, Thanksgiving time. And they caught it on the mic when they were testing the microphone. And they thought it would be a video to share.
nothing to talk about.
They really don't.
They have nothing to talk about. And they're making so much money. They're having a whole news network. And businesses buy ad space to be on those shows. And here are these women going like, I don't mean to shame. I'm about to.
Oh, I'm going to do it anyway.
And by the way, tell me if anyone is listening right now. 752-442, if you have historical knowledge of any commander-in-chief in the history of America who was sitting in the Situation Room or any other meeting that was highly important to America, and they said, sorry, the alarm just went off. I gotta go take out the biscuits. I'm sorry, I'm baking today. It's Tuesday, it's my baking day. I'm the president and I bake. Sorry, allow the downfall to happen. I've got a souffle to take care of.
It's over. It's so silly that it's hard to even give it any credence. But as you said, Rick, this is indicative of how desperately they are searching for something to grab that they can use to smear.
And that's the thing, is they're looking for smear tactics. They're looking for scandals when they could be sitting there going, Kamala Harris wants to, she wants to make sure that women have the access to abortion. We don't agree with that. We believe life is an exception. You know, like, there are so many ways that you just sit there. But that's boring.
Right.
That's boring.
They got to keep it fresh.
Exactly. They got
to keep it fresh to keep the audience entertained.
Fresh like those popover muffins that Rutherford B. Hayes was making one day before. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And they get to be on television. I want to be on television. I don't say anything interesting.
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's a lot of hurry up points. It really is. Matt from Germantown listening here at WADK. God forbid someone is a hobby that's running for political office. Absolutely. Have anybody seen the Iron Lady? The movie that Meryl Streep started about Margaret Thatcher? Margaret Thatcher used to cook for her secret security.
That malarkey. Why are they not bringing out the fact that more songs you hear?
Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Domestic Wife, RCO FM, 100.9.
And have more babies. She's like, I cook. You're like, not good enough. That's the president. You shouldn't be doing that.
And the woman who said that, I don't cook. Well, then you're kind of not.
Are you behind? Well, who said that?
Well, you're not going along with the whole thing about what a good woman does.
Belong to me.
And your network pushes that.
Yes. At the very end, that last lady, the one who's like, my sister's an executive cook, which is, by the way, not a thing, not an executive cook.
Why should
you are a chef. But also, she goes, I'd love to see a woman in the White House, but I, like...
I hear what you think about this. 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. WTMN, the Civic Radio Network.
When you're the blame.
Or maybe me.
Why should I keep loving you?
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCT.
Don't you wish your wife came with a warning app?
And why should I call your name?
Heads up before something bad happens.
You're making me blue.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcomes, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz thinks
from Middleton.
I was going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home Monday. To get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the center, WRCE.
That you're not true.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And why should I call your name when you're the blame? And welcome back to Matt Mayer on air.
Schmidt-Woodland Hills Transitional
Greg
Care Unit provides
on the
services
board,
for people requiring
studio in
skilled
downtown
care
Waukesha.
After surgery
join us,
or
call
an
or text.
Physical, occupational,
number,
and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our
on
partnership
stream,
with Aegis Therapies
Facebook,
provides
YouTube,
quality care
and, the platform
and a
that
commitment
Elon
to your quality
to
of life.
Ruin,
we'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt-Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
So we'll see what
attention
kind of
farmers and folks in need of quality supplies.
Oh, it's a huge
Engine
problem.
Creek
so
Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba
it's
Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies.
Anything.
From essential
well,
tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
I've listened to Twitter Space.
It's fun
they
for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair August 22nd through the 25th in Gates Mills,
sound.
Wisconsin. Bring the kids to the Great Carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities.
Here's
admission
here's
to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday,
why
$10 Friday and Saturday, which is 8
social?
And under free. There are
that's
plenty of things for the kids
it's
during
the
day, but all free
with
gate admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gates Mills August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
I want to know that God, I would,
and no one would.
I would give to charity.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories.
Maybe one day.
Maybe
one
day. I'll read that book. I will read that book in a heartbeat.
We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving
the
loss of a loved one isn't easy.
No, buddy, you're too close.
Before the break, we were talking about
tradition. Why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help.
Pretty bobblehead Julie Bender, Estino, Sinto, whatever. On Friday, freaking out that Vice President Kamala Harris
service.
At one time hit a YouTube channel where she
with football, volleyball, and cross-country season getting underway soon, a trip to the shoebox
is
necessary.
Apparently the worst
the shoebox
thing
staff
you can do.
Takes pride making sure
what a,
all athletes
what a horrible
get the support they need
example.
To compete at a high level.
Yes, it would
choose
be amazing to have a woman in the White House
Nike,
one day,
Adidas,
but
Balance,
I don't want to hear about a White House president.
At the shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The shoebox opens 7 days a week.
I'm glad you really got
Black
nailed
and
down
online
that
at
job
shoebox.com.
Phone news to
service
be able
like
to talk about this. I'm sure that's why you went to journalism school or wherever you went to school. Was at journalism school.
Mike in Green Bay listening on WGBW. It's like the right doesn't understand what normal people actually do. Normal people like to do things like cook and laugh and show they're human. Yes, Mike, that normal people, yes. And from Chippewa Falls, listening on WAUK, I don't know where these women come from. Obviously, you don't have to be intelligent to be a news reporter on Fox. Anyone that watches this has to be filled with so much negativity. All they do is whine. The information might do well on As the World Turns. Nice one.
I mean, they're just like one thrown glass of shark. Just, I mean, they all agree with each other, but they're and I don't want to get into the tone of women. Women are going to sound like you sound. Your voice is your voice. But it's just so, it's boring.
Well, you mean their shows?
Yeah, because they talk about literally nothing. Just, you know, Jesse Waters, a man who works for a Democrat, transitions into a... How did he not get called up someone's office to clean that episode?
Because I guess he gets ratings. He says stupid, outrageous things, and he gets ratings, which seems to be the way it goes.
What could we say to get those kinds of ratings?
I don't think either of us are that stupid or that nasty.
Challenge accepted.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Did I stop
here?
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, I'm wearing.
for hunting, especially with the different late fall. So let's remember that wasn't back in the 70s, it was even earlier in the 60s, it was like, I'm a woman or the kind of thing, I'm like, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up.
Yeah. Yep.
My mother got me something when I was a kid. The stuff for me that she was doing cooking rolls of rabbit and stuff that was classic cultures. She made me cooking rolls of rabbit
and stuff. And that's how your mother failed you, Mark.
Yes, apparently so, Mark. That's lovely that she taught you that. And again, this is just another sign, I think, of how they are flailing around trying to find something with which to smear this ticket, and they're gonna keep throwing spaghetti at the wall until they can finally find something that sticks. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
There's many hills to climb, and sometimes you get in a bind, but the day will come.
Thank you so much, Gene. We really, really appreciate it. That's very, very kind of you.
Don't live too fast. Just set your pace, and when it's over, you win the race.
Matt from Middleton is on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Keep on trucking.
Keep
on trucking till you reach the top. Keep them wheels rolling. Don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend. Now keep on.
Well, Matt, they absolutely. I mean, they can sit down and have a discussion on many policy points that Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party have that they totally disagree with. They're completely against. They can have those discussions and bring up points, but they can't because their audience doesn't care about
them. Well, and I also don't think they have no policies.
So be yourself.
So, Matt, if they would bring up, you know, if they would bring up policies that they don't like under the Biden administration, they don't have anything to offer to replace them.
Keep on trucking.
Their only platform is Trump.
The top.
That's kind of it.
But don't worry, Trump medical plan.
Stop. Right.
New economic plan.
Right.
New everything plan. Everything's great.
And they're going to rebuild the wall
in 2 weeks. And Mexico's actually going to pay for that, too. Our health care, national health care, paid by Mexico people. I said you're first. That is breaking news. Trump said that Mexico will be
Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you for checking in. Really appreciate it. You can always join us as well at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Catherine and Madison listening on WMDX. Jane, have you ever heard or seen Trump laugh? We've all heard Kamala laugh. We've talked about this before. He only laughs if he's making a joke at someone else's expense. At least that's the only thing that I have seen.
I don't even know if I've heard him laugh. I've seen him smile big in front of children, and you're like, oh my gosh, I saw genuine joy in his face, and then it goes away.
Oh yeah,
because it almost feels like he sees it as a weakness.
I think he does,
but I don't know. I have to look it up to see a time when he was genuinely laughing, not like a.
You know, when he was genuinely laughing, when he was alone in the Oval Office with those two Russians. There's a picture of him. He was laughing. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seems so strange. technical issues at the X social media platform produced a 40-minute delay in the start of the chat between Elon Musk and former President Trump. It couldn't return to immigration.
We're going to have the largest deportation.
And then went on to dispute baseless claims about the asylum-seeking migrants.
The people that are in jail for murder.
Say former Presidents Obama and Clinton will speak, as will 2016 nominee Hillary Clinton. Sitting President Biden will also address the delegates. It's the first prosecution of a local election official over a suspected security breach amidst the conspiracy theories around the 2020 election. Former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters convicted of illegally granting access to an expert affiliated with ex-election denier Mike Lindell access to the county's election system. This is it.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, text, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The partisan primary is Tuesday. Wisconsin voters will narrow down which candidates run for seats in November. Some of the most contested races will be the third congressional district. Democrat who wins will take on incumbent Derek Van Horn, plus the race for Mike Gallagher's old seat representing Wisconsin's 8th congressional district. There are also two statewide referendum questions on the ballot. Polls open at 7 a.m. Farmers want their meat to carry the U.S. certified organic label and have some new animal welfare standards to meet. Harry Bell reports.
Labels can still be confusing and misleading. South Wilson, reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare, is generally recognized as the highest standards for the animals.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the USDA organic standards.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face-to-face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series, and most likely not the last, because it's August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators, and it's set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more show is fun, tune in tonight with me, Peach Wava, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm a meteorologist, Rodney Price, mostly clear skies in the overnight, a little patchy fog forming. Otherwise, big cookies at daybreak will have light hands. Any morning fog will give way to sunshine. I had me a pretty good style. A few showers Wednesday, heavy rain Wednesday night. It's 57 at our studios.
Days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a coach.
You know, I've slept on a couch a few times, but I can say I've slept with that couch. And no, she
doesn't. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Boston Pencils, Bobbin and J.K. Botox.
If the critique, if the beef, Tim Wallace, he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development. I'm like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Boston Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. John. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Gene Mattinari.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Rock, 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 rock.
morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Gal be on the board. And we do from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our next guest join us to talk about education in Wisconsin. Sachin Chetta is here with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Good morning, Sachin. So nice to have you here.
How are you?
Thanks for having me, Jane. So great to be here.
Let's talk about the least active legislature in possibly Wisconsin history, who just doesn't seem to want to release money that has already been approved. We're just a couple of weeks away from kids being back in class, right?
Yeah, I mean, this has been an ongoing challenge with a legislature that, as you recall, during COVID, didn't meet for 6 months and has now got these referendum questions on the ballot tomorrow to say they've got to have control. But over the last many years, we've seen that they're kind of just, you know, unwilling to take action, unwilling to be cooperative, and it's really been a challenge. In this particular case, they agreed on a bipartisan basis with the governor and DPI to pass a new literacy law based on the science of reading. We want to really improve how we teach literacy for kids all across the state. We want to make sure the kids know how to read so they can read to learn. And then we have this $50 million pays for training, pays for curricular materials, pays for the coaching that teachers need. And instead of releasing that funding, $50 million, they've released $300,000 of the 50, so 1.5% so far. They're just sitting on the rest, and it's tied up in an arcane debate about what the limits of the governor's veto authority is. Governor's veto authority on partial veto is subject to this bill or that bill. It's not something that really affects kids. Still at the end of the day, we all agree this $50 million should be spent, but they won't release the funding. And they've just chosen once again on a political battlefield to make schools political battlefield instead of battlefields, instead of just putting kids first and figuring out how we can help school kids.
So essentially, if I understand this correctly, the things that they are arguing about and are unhappy about have nothing to do with actually teaching our children to read. They're upset about some procedural thing.
Absolutely a procedural question. You know, this type of bill, can the governor partially veto it? This kind of bill, he can't. What's the limits of his partial veto authority? Has nothing to do with whether or not we all agree that we should make these investments in improving literacy education in Wisconsin. They already passed the bill, the $50 million in changing the law. The governor signed that bill, begun implementing the bill, but we're leaving school districts high and dry because they don't have the resources now they need to invest in actually doing the work. We're just a couple of weeks from school starting. You know, we're trying to give school districts guidance, but we're telling them that we can't promise them the money will ever show up because the legislature won't take this action.
That's incredibly annoying. It really is. And to me, it is yet another example, Sachin, of if things don't go their way, and I'm talking about the Republican legislature, if things don't go their way legislatively, then they go to the courts, or they go to these constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot tomorrow. When they can't get their, when people don't support their policies, they just go around it. We're just going to find a way to go around it.
Let's just be clear here. This isn't a question about whether we support the policies. There's actually bipartisan agreement on the policies. This is purely power exercise about who gets to make the decision to ban. Traditionally, for what, 150 years plus of Wisconsin history, the legislature passes the bill, puts money in the bill, the governor signs the bill, and then the money gets spent by executive. Right? That dynamic has been shifted and changed by speaking.
Speaker Boston and allies, they just lost a massive case. They actually lost it 6-1, and even arguably the money. Stewardship funding case, but everybody sees that as the writing on the wall, that this idea that they function like a super legislature, they have another kick in the can after the governor has already signed or vetoed a bill and taken action, that that's just wrong. It's not really what the Constitution anticipated when we put the Constitution into place, when it became a republic, Wisconsin, the state, right? And so it's time to change that. In the short term, we can't wait for these political fights to play out. These kids need the help. Teachers need the help. School districts need the help. And we just need to drive the ball forward. And again, there isn't any doubt. We all agree on what needs to happen, right? This isn't a question of whether we disagree about how to improve reading education. This is a question of, like, arcanely, what is that procedure for spending the money? And can we make it more complicated? Can we make government more bureaucratic? Or can we just go do the things we want to do? And again, that it's very similar, as you pointed out, to the fight tomorrow in the election about these referenda. We cannot count on this legislature to take action, even in the face of crisis.
Just joining us, Central Chenick is our guest. He's with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and we're talking about, at least they're consistent with doing nothing, our consistently non-productive Republican-controlled legislature sitting on more funding that our schools need in order to start a new reading curricula, which is just a couple of weeks away. So, Central, this looks like this just isn't going to happen, so we're gonna keep teaching the way that we have been teaching before.
So no, the law is in place. So you have to change how we teach reading. You're not allowed to use some of the old methods. You have to go to the new methods to put the curriculum out there. Basically, what it means is that school districts are on their own. They have to find the resources to do this work, to train the teachers, to coach the teachers, to make sure that they can buy the curriculum materials, et cetera. They just have to do it without the additional funding, without the additional power. It's an unfunded mandate from a Republican legislature that claims to be against unfunded mandates. But the school districts are not off the hook. They have to do things the way that we're articulating the law says that they have to be done. The one change that they made is that the first screening is now optional in this fall, but the major screening and the later screening of the year are not optional. And so it's just we're just doing our best to support school districts any way that we can. We don't have the funding released, and we're hopeful that we can convince them to release a part of that funding.
Oh, Sachin, it's fine. Our school districts are just overflowing with extra money.
Your sarcasm is well heard. As people know, there's been over $1 billion of post-referendum by school districts. What that tells you is that they know these are rural districts, urban districts, suburban districts. These are conservative-leaning districts, liberal-leaning districts all across the state. Public school districts are realizing they don't have the resources to do the things that we're asking them to do to educate kids. School funding's been flat. In the last budget, the legislature said, well, you have all this COVID money. We're not going to give you any more money. It hasn't been enough. We think that we should significantly increase the amount of special ed reimbursement, special education reimbursement that's flowing into school districts. We should invest more in mental health. We should invest more in nutrition. We should make sure that school districts have these resources around literacy education. We are fighting every day. Superintendent Jill Underley, our elected state superintendent who I work for, is fighting every day to try to get those resources into school districts, and we're going to keep doing that. But telling that story about how they're just sitting on funding, again, I'm going to say it over and over again. They agree. Republicans in the legislature agree. This is an important investment. They have passed this funding. The governor signed it into law. But they created a process where now the Joint Finance Committee has to release the funding that they've already passed, and they're refusing to do that. They're refusing
to even have a vote on whether or not to do that because they don't want to go on the record on it. So we're hopeful that that dynamic will change as the public hears more and more about this and keeps talking about it all over the state.
And that ultimately, too, is the important thing is having the conversation with the community about these topics. And it's so hard to get it across because it's such a, as you just succinctly put it, you know, so the money's there. It's voted on. It's ready to go. Let's do it. But the moment you start talking about education, they start thinking about referendum. They start thinking about teachers. They start thinking about all these things like, no, no. And they equate it with other points of education. And then they'll be like, maybe we don't want to give the governor a slush fund, which is what the GOP is trying to push that notion, is that the money that's been voted on is a quote-unquote slush fund, which it is not. So it's great to have people like you on the show just basically putting it out there. It's agreed upon. It's voted on. Let's get it out there. Let's help these children.
And let's be clear. We don't have any discretion on how that money is going to be spent. The law made it very clear. Here are the things you can spend the money on. Here's how much you can spend. We don't have anything to do. Like, the superintendent is elected by the people of Wisconsin in a nonpartisan election in the spring of the year after a presidential election. She doesn't work for the governor. I don't work for the governor. So all of those blue places are happening. That's fine. At the end of the day, we're talking about money that the Republican legislature has said should be spent on these things, and then they're not spending. And that's kind of the most frustrating thing. Watching schools on political battlefields, whether it's this, or bands, or all these other things that don't have anything to do with helping kids. There is a broad bipartisan agreement in the state. There has been my whole life. I grew up in Wisconsin. I went to public schools. My kids go to public schools. We all agree, Republicans, Independents, Democrats alike, that we need a strong public education system. We need to compete in the global economy. We need to give kids the tools to succeed in life, whatever it is they choose to do. There isn't any disagreement about that, right? Call it Wisconsin nice. Call it our tradition, right? The first state that had a kindergarten. We really believe in these things, and we believe them across the board. There's no Republican legislature going into their district and hearing from their own constituents, hey, we don't need resources for our
own. Yeah, right.
That's not happening. Anywhere in the state, in any of 99 assembly districts. So that's the frustration.
If you're just joining us, Sachin Shetta is our guest. He's with Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Tony on the live stream had a comment. Would it be fair to say the GOP is holding up GOP funding? Yes.
Absolutely. Let me just say conservatives were the drivers, and they were right. I'm not ideological about this, right? Conservatives were concerned about the results that we were getting in literacy across the state.
Sure.
The drivers are the drivers of the policy and the funding. They said, hey, refocus on traditional methods of teaching, reading, people knowing how to comedy, phonics, but you know, if you think about that old fight, this is driven by conservatives. These are driven by these changes, and I agree with them. This is not about like whether I agree or disagree. I agree they were right. They actually were able to build a bipartisan majority. They were able to work with the governor, and they were able to work with the USPPI. So absolutely. This is them stepping on their own toes. This is something they believe in. And, you know, the one that people understand is they want a change in organization. Jim Lankford, the senator from Oklahoma, very conservative guy, proposed a very strong border bill. And he brought Democrats along. This is not where
looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East. Right, Madison right, right. Street in like, Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Well, I think it just reinforces again why you want to vote no on those two constitutional amendments tomorrow, because essentially this is just handing more control over dollars to the Republican-controlled legislature, and as we all know, they don't like to interrupt their vacations for anything. So if there's a crisis, don't expect that money going out the door. Sachin Shetta has been our guest with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Thank you so very much for your time.
And Highway 61.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to coming back. I know Dr. Underwood looks forward to it.
Absolutely. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everything and always there when you need something. It's your mom, and she only deserves the best. Oh.
Salute this Mother's Day with a gift from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch will have a beautiful selection of hanging plants, blooming plants, fresh flowers, balloons, and gifts. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist at Main Street Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook. Added Touch will be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
From our studio in downtown Waukesha, you can join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Thanks again to Sajid Chetta, the Office of the State Superintendent of Department of Public Instruction. It's for teachers and school administrators and parents. I just can't imagine how frustrating it is, as Sajid so succinctly pointed out. These changes to how we're teaching our kids to read were championed by the Republicans. And now that they're getting what they want, they want something else that's not even part of this educational bill.
Nope.
It's just another way to obstruct, it seems to me, getting anything done.
And honestly, if you're just tuning in right now, you've just turned the show on, I would encourage you to go to civicmedia.us. I mean, listen to all the shows, but listen to the interview. The point of she wants to get across.
On a park bench, feeding
this is a bipartisan bill.
I was taking my dog Jack after a row. We had a little time to kill.
Ready to go.
I still don't know if it's Jack or me.
Inside the legislature, it's holding up for quote unquote procedural.
Just such a bunch of hockey.
And from that. If there were
a bunch,
it's many a hockey puck. It's so much malarkey it makes a hockey puck.
Yes,
but that is what's keeping our children from education. It's a quote unquote pursuit. So go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, find that to our show, download the different podcasts that you can listen to. All our shows, it's a two show, it's a new episode of New Drop. You can listen to the interview with Sajid. You can listen to the interview with the first hour with Rear Admiral Joe Seastack about NATO, about the military. It's a great way to stay in touch and stay in touch with us. So, I didn't mean for that to turn into an advertisement, by the way.
I thank you, boys. Well done. We'll cut that for a promo.
Thank you.
We're going to move on and just wrap things up with the end of the Olympics. Olympics came to an end yesterday. I did not watch a whole bunch of it. I did watch. I went to see Kristen and the Baby yesterday. And we had a women's basketball game.
It was a
good game. US and France.
Okay. I know they had three basketball. Was it Calvin? I think it was 5.
Probably. Yeah. 3-on-3. And I think like Wednesday last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the 5-on-5. Which is 3v3s in the 5v5.
Yeah.
So,
but, it was just a heartbreaker for France, period.
I can imagine, but
I know. no, it was, yeah, I agree with you. It was just, it's been so wonderful to see the women doing so well. It just seems like American, U.S. women, and women in general, have just done so well in this Olympics.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, it has been wonderful. Djokovic match for me was a very big match. I mentioned this on Patch. This is the most Olympics I've ever watched. And this was after I said that you and him.
I know.
I wasn't going to watch any. It's probably because before I didn't have the whether it's access, but you have happened to watch all this stuff. I just remember. Found myself becoming more patriotic than I thought I could ever feel. I felt like I told my wife, I really want to live on the house. Because I watched these young people of all backgrounds. Color, religion, American, Pacific, to go through their own experiences in this country. For better or for worse. They still go to France, and they still hold the flag and scream USA, and wow, and they're so proud. Like, that is patriotism. That is a love for your country. That, I mean, honestly, I love it. I'm looking forward to it. I know, I'm like in a limit. Maybe, hey, this is a message to the higher-ups in Civic Media. I can be your Winter Olympics correspondent.
Are you volunteering?
I'm volunteering that you pay for me to go over there and pay me to do it. I will be the guy on the ground. I'll dress up in funny winter clothing. She's got that dog. Try skiing.
I think Mike Clemens have you beat out for that.
I'm coming for you. I'm not going to do his job. My God, he's everywhere.
He is everywhere. He works really, really hard. Calvin.
I will say, a combination of social media and the time difference kind of just, I didn't have any reason to watch.
Because you could see it all.
Well, because I'm working and I see, oh, the women's gymnastic team won gold.
Yeah.
So then there's no reason to sit down and watch it when I get to rebroadcast at home.
Well, and I did go back and I watched a lot of things on YouTube. If I had missed them, and you can still go back, and if you want to watch some of the gymnastics performances, which again, that those women just blow my mind.
I did not catch much live Olympics. I saw a lot of highlights. I saw the Kevin Hart, Keenan Thompson wrap-up shows every 2 days was hilarious.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it was so funny and unsensitive. But yeah, I didn't care how it took in. I just got to take it in. And I have the Olympic cup when I was keeping up on the medal count. I'm loving it.
Fantastic. Brendan cheering on the live stream. U.S. women's soccer won gold. Yes. This is what? How many? Or am I thinking of the women's basketball team that's won like 5 years in a row?
Women?
Or five times in a row.
I'm sure right now my friend Caitlin's texting me because she loves women's soccer so very much. I know this. That they win the World Cup a lot. And I guess what she told me was that America, Brazil, and the bronze place team didn't even place in the World Cup for women's the last time I went through. And they were made fun of. They were like, oh, they're not ready for the Olympics. They suck. And the three major teams all played in the top three of the Olympics.
Did you have something to ask? All right. Sorry, Brendan, we're right up against the wall here. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alma. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Have you tried balance?
balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot, or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Name is
this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRC, 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.